This is the Grounded in Grace column. It's entitled Thankful Ground with Angela Kebeb, who is pastor of Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. She begins with the text 1 Chronicles 16:8-9. O give thanks to the Lord, call on God's name, make known God's deeds among the peoples. Sing to the Lord, sing praises to God, tell of all God's wonderful works. In the United States, November is virtually synonymous with the notion of Thanksgiving. As Thanksgiving Day has come and gone, religious and secular leaders alike will write corny, predictable newsletter articles or devotionals about how we should be thankful and count our blessings. And I have to tell you, this article is no exception. This time of year, as we enter the holiday season, we tend to be a little more thoughtful, a little more generous. This is a wonderful sign of the season, but sometimes we can focus on our immediate household to the exclusion of relatives and friends who live far away. As we all know, life can be painfully and unpredictably short. This holiday season, let's make every effort to reach out to our loved ones and to our family members. And most importantly, let's reach out to those with whom we might have a strained relationship. We have no idea what the future holds, therefore it implores us to be with family as often as possible. Here's a Thanksgiving story of a father who is challenged by his family situation as willing to go to the extreme measures. A retired man in Florida calls his daughter, Sarah, in California just before Thanksgiving and announces to her that he is divorcing her mother after 50 years of marriage. The daughter exclaimed, "What? You can't do that." "Oh, yes, I can," he replied. "We just can't stand each other. Irreconcilable differences and all, and to be honest, we really even hate seeing the sight of each other. We're glad to be done, and we don't want to talk about it either. But please do me a favor. Let your sister and brother know, because I just don't want to talk about it anymore." The daughter frantically calls her sister and brother, both of whom also explode and vow that their parents won't be getting a divorce. Sue calls back her father and tells him, "There's no way you're getting a divorce. We're all coming there tomorrow to sort this thing out. Don't do or say anything to Mom before we get there." The father hangs up the phone, turns to the mother and says, "Okay, it worked. We're finally going to get to spend Thanksgiving with the whole family, and it won't even cost us a dime." Siblings of the faith, let this lighthearted story serve as inspiration to motivate us to reach out to family members and loved ones. I know these past 2 years of political tension and COVID distress has put a strain on many relationships. What would it look like if we made a concerted effort to reconnect with family members, especially if the lines of communication have been severed and you're no longer on speaking terms? Certainly, if the relationship was toxic or abusive, then it might be best to remain distant. I know it can be severely challenging to let bygones be bygones or to agree to disagree, yet we can lean into peace and reconciliation, even if it means you have to say sorry first. This doesn't require that we forget the past, and rather it invites a more peaceful future. After all, we never know how much time we have left to make amends. So, this holiday season, let's seize every opportunity to repair broken relationships. That way, as we gather at our tables, we can enjoy God's abundant blessings with hearts that are open and relationships that are restored. Now, siblings of the faith, restored doesn't necessarily mean that the relationships will be perfect or overflowing with hugs and kisses, but the relationship will no longer be broken and will at least be on the path toward something closer to wholeness. What an amazing way to honor God this Thanksgiving by living into a spirit of unity. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good.